This is Cecil D with Yossi Conti on the Busted Free Radio. Sinuses of my eyes, in the front of my lobe, and my nose. I have to breathe through my mouth. Luckily, as I am talking to you here, I am on a supply of cough drops. Keep my throat numb. I don't know if you have heard of the Socrates, but it makes everything feel numb. And I have only 3 to last during our golden hour together. It's like a ration of an outbreak of a serious virus that will eventually affect the whole entire world, killing 1 out of 3 people, or is it 2 out of 3? Or maybe it's 3 out of 1 person will get sick, I don't know, and die. I know there are many remedies. Many foods you can eat to help the body. And that is what I would like to discuss with you today. How we can cure our illnesses and diseases just by eating things that you can find around the house. Let us listen to some experts as I relax my voice from talking. And if you are sick too, please call in at any time. The number is 617-454-4237. They will be doctors and nurses to take your calls.
Physical medicine specialists. What it sounds like is that you're coming down with something. These are some of the first key signs that something may not be right in your body, and you really need to listen to them. Making sure that you get enough rest and get plenty of water to drink are two of the first things that you can do to help prevent that from turning into a full cold. But let's say that you already start to have that sore throat, and maybe you're getting a little bit of a cough. There are a few natural products that you can use that are going to help significantly. One of them that I highly recommend is some type of a zinc lozenge or a gargle that you can do, either with salt water or maybe a little bit of lemon and warm water. Those type of products are good for antimicrobial effects, also antibiotic, antifungal effects as well. Anything that kind of soothes the area is going to be good as well. So maybe you can take a little bit of a tea with a honey and lemon as well. Once you start to have a cough, though, there's a few natural products that will help with that. In different Asian markets, you can get juice from more exotic type fruits. So Pinellia is really good for cough, or loquat in particular. Natural loquat juice is excellent for both cough and expectoration. If those are a little harder to find, pear. Pear can be extremely good to soothe the lungs and also to...
Did he say hair or a pear?
My name is Mark Brinson, Doctor of Oriental Medicine, physical medicine specialist. Hope that you have a happy, healthy, and balanced day.
Thank you, doctor. I also hear that a spoonful of sugar can help the medicine go down. And if you do not have sugar, I guess you can use some honey too. You can use
that time of year where if you live north of this line, you might just get sick. And it's important to learn, of course, how to be sick. This instructional video is dedicated in part to the lady at the grocery store. Achoo! Achoo! Now to test each one of these mangoes for firmness. Not this one. Hey lady, put down that mango and stop for a second. This is your elbow. This is your face. Should you cough or sneeze, position the inside of your elbow in front of your face so that it covers the nose and mouth. There. Now we have significantly decreased the possibility of you infecting the world. Even better, just stay home. Especially you, Mr. I'm gonna show everyone how I'm such a hard worker. Hey, you don't look so good. Maybe you should go home. No, I've got a ton of work to do.
Yes. If you're sick, stay home. Don't be affecting others.
Better, but why am I the only one here? Now, I know what some of you are thinking. I'd much rather be hitting the slopes today, so why don't I call work and just tell them that I'm sick? If you're gonna call out sick, don't overdo it on the acting. Hello?
I don't think I can make it into work today.
Oh my, you sound terrible. Why don't you take the day off, since you're so sick? Just wait till you need a reference. Also, don't advertise your call out.
Tweet!
And don't forget your follow through. Look, I can stand on my head. My, you certainly are feeling better today. Yeah, I'm feeling
this
a bit better.
This is doing
than
you. Nothing for me anymore.
If you are going to call out, just sound
because
normal
I am
and
really
use the words
sick.
Explosive and diarrhea somewhere in your explanation.
But I am really
sick. Some people take the fake sick thing to a whole new level. Fake dying. Yes, med seekers, you aren't fooling
anyone.
And
I am not faking it.
So, tell me what's going on. I've got severe pain everywhere.
I've got
only one
tiny
thing to help.
We are the tiny Avengers!
Yeah, that's the one. I can
they are dirty. And they stick.
Sure you can. Let me
we will make you sick. We are the tiny ugly jerks. We are the tiny ugly jerks.
The things you find on the ground, don't put them in your mouth. Like coins and fries and bits of food, don't put them in your mouth.
We are the tiny ugly jerks.
In the Netherlands, working separately, have created a form of a deadly bird king virus that can easily spread from person to person.
It's
there is
okay,
growing
Brody.
Concern that if
this
terrorists got their hands on
will.
This information, they could create
and
a virus.
Don't put anything in your mouth.
Millions of people around the world, the bird flu virus known as H5N1, is fatal in 60% of human cases. Since it was first detected back in 1997, about 600 people have been sickened by it. Of those, only 336 have died, mainly because it cannot yet be transmitted between humans. In response to the new research, the government's National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity, for the very first time, has asked the journal Science and Nature to withhold certain details of the new research from reports they intend to publish. Joining us to talk much more about this is Dr. Michael Osterholm. He's the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. He's also a member of the National Science Advisory Board. Dr. Osterholm, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you. You as well. What do you know about this new research? I mean, how significant of a discovery do you think this is?
Well, first of all, let me just add one disclaimer. As a member of the board, I can't get into the confidential nature of the work, but there's a fair amount of information that's in the public domain that I can talk about. Basically, the efforts were really to see if the H5N1 or bird flu viruses, which to date have not transmitted readily from person to person, as you noted, could actually go through a series of genetic changes that would actually make them capable of doing that and really becoming the next pandemic influenza strain. And what the authors were able to do in the two papers that are now being considered did demonstrate changes that could very well mean that the virus could become readily transmitted between humans.
So what do you say to critics who are saying that this is, in a sense, censorship, telling these journals that you can't publish this information, these findings?
Scientific research is censorship. But we also understand that there is a way to move very critical information to those in the scientific world that have a need to know without informing the entire world. And what I mean by the entire world, particularly those individuals who may, for nefarious reasons, want to try to duplicate this work and that virus somehow get into the population. And I would really be mindful here that it's not just terrorists we think of. Even someone working with the virus in a laboratory where they are not sufficiently careful to keep it from escaping could very well be the reason why this could start another worldwide pandemic. So the efforts we really have undertaken is to try to find that right middle point. How do we make sure that the right information is moved to the people who have a need to know, but that it's not in the hands of those who could use it for unfortunate purposes?
How easily do you think this...
I think I know what happened. I must have the bird flu. It's the bio hazardous weapon of the future. I think I'm going to ask WebMD of the system checker if I have the bird flu. I'm going to their site. Yes, I am. I see a body here and it says to select the area where you feel sick. I'm going to say the neck. Are my systems the choking on the food or the sore throat? I am going to write the sore throat. There are 20 conditions that I could have. I could have viral pharyngitis, strep throat, mononucleus, laryngitis, tonsillitis, acute sinusitis, the common cold, dust exposure, eating too quickly, indoor allergies, not chewing the food very well, smoke exposure, heartburn, or GERD. I could have the shingles, epiglottitis, the mump, scarlet fever, a stroke, a thermal burn of the mouth or tongue, thyroid cancer, or H5N1, the bird flu. I don't know. I guess if I click on one, it will tell me what I should do. Sore with a burning and stinging sensation. Very severe. Along with no smoking or alcohol because I'm in jail. It's all of my throat. I was not exposed to anybody with an illness. I do not know where to go from here. The bird flu. It says it's undefined. The symptoms are pain or discomfort in your chest. I have that. Body aches or pains, general, yes. Confusion, I am confused. Diarrhea, yes. I do have it slightly softer than usual. Yes, fatigue. I do not know how to tell if I have a fever. I definitely have a headache, and I have greedy and scratchy eyes, and a shortness of breath, and a sore throat, loss of consciousness, and a coma. I do not know what to do now. Now. The epidemic is real. What are we going to do in the situations? Our world is coming to an end as we know it. I did not know what else to say about it. I am feeling in a weird state of consciousness. I do not know if it's due to lack of sleep from the burning sensation in my throat, or is because of all the cough medicine I've been trying to take, which really cough medicine does not work for nothing but making you feel like I do right now, which is on another plane. I cannot tell if I am dreaming or awake. All my worlds are melting together into one. I could have sworn to the things that I've seen that they really happened, but I think it was a dream. I do not know. Please, if you're sick, please be careful and do not spread it to others. We are dealing with a worldwide epidemic. And this process of avoiding what is through the cultivation of the ideal virus, that's what it is considered. But if you look at it closely, these viruses, and directly, you will see that it is nothing. Nothing of the kind. It is merely a postponement of coming face to face with what is. The virus is not the becoming of what is not. This virus is the understanding of what is, and therefore freedom from what is. Viruses is not the beginning of what is not. Viruses is essential in a society that is rapidly disintegrating. That is our world. With the solar flares and the scientists stopping the research, the government stopping scientists from the swine flu research, which is now a biochemical weapon, and that I have obtained. In order to create a new world and a new structure away from the old, there must be freedom to discover. And to be free, there must be viruses, for without the viruses, there is no freedom. Can the immortal man who is striving to develop the virus ever truly know virtue? The man who is not mortal can never be free. And therefore, he can never find out what reality is. We have to act fast. I need another cough drop. If I am to continue on, this world. The swine flu epidemic is started, my friend. The swine flu epidemic is now. What we thought was over was just hushed up for a while. And now it's back. Stronger than ever. As biochemical warfare. What are we to do?
Some scientists here in the U.S. say the government is trying to censor them. The government is asking scientists not to publish details of a bird flu study. They are justifying the censorship by saying it could end up in the hands of terrorists. The fear is that the information would help terrorists use the virus against the American people. The strain H5N1 or the avian bird flu kills 60% of people infected. But while humans can catch it from birds, it doesn't transfer easily from person to person. But scientists did find a strain that is transmitted through the air in their experiments with ferrets. In this case, researchers were deliberately trying to create a deadly superbug to better understand how it mutates in nature. Now the government is asking them to keep the information under wraps. But scientific journals are calling this censorship. Scientists have agreed to print down a watered-down version of their results. But the question remains, is this the latest example of a crackdown on civil liberties over fears of terrorist threats?
Those were not ferrets that they tested the bird flu on. It was people. People like me and you. They are now labeling us as ferrets. Be the cough medicine talking, I don't know. Please, are you suffering from the H5N1 virus? Do you have a sore throat? Do you have a runny nose? Maybe you have a common cold? Please. You can share it with me, and we can be sick together. I have 2 cough drops left. Rush it for the next half hour. It's the only thing that is keeping me alive and talking to you. Please don't let me talk to myself. Call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Together, we can fight. There is a remedy out there, I know it. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yossi, how are you?
I'm a little bit under the weather, as they say. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Yossi, but I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm a little concerned today.
Yes.
I have to say that I am perfectly healthy. I am quite possibly one of the healthiest humans you've ever encountered.
You must be a golden, my friend.
I am Goldie, Yossi. I must say, whenever I see someone who's sick, someone like you, I run across the street. I avoid that person. I don't like sick people. I'm disgusted by them, actually.
So, are you saying, Glenner, that you have been disgusted by me right now?
Well, I would be if we were in the same room together, Gatsby. Yes, I would be. I would be very disgusted by you.
But, Glenner, it was not my fault that they injected me with the H5N1 virus.
No, Gatsby, I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying that you should stay away from people.
I am staying away. I do not have human contact at all, Connor. I am in a prison cell.
Oh, I see. Are you in solitary confinement right now,
Gatsby? No, but everybody around me, they are not the sick ones. Everybody is golden, as you would say, and healthy.
That is great, Gatsby, yes. Yeah, here's my question. I am healthy.
Yes.
But the person I'm living with, she is sick. Oh. And, well, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And on Valentine's Day, they make out, you know?
Yes, Connor. You make out with your loved ones on the Valentine's Day. With your hearts. Hold on a second, Connor.
They make out, Yasi.
Hello? Hello, Connors. Connors. I am sorry I interrupted you, Connor.
No, you did not interrupt me, Yasi.
Hello.
I am sorry to hear of your symptoms.
Thank you. Caller number one, are you still there?
I am still here, Yasi, yes. But let me get back to my question before you talk to that man who also sounds sick.
Yes,
listen. So the person I live with, well, she's sick. I don't want to kiss her. I don't want to touch uglies with her. But tomorrow is supposed to be the most romantic day of the year, and honestly, I don't want to be anywhere near her. What should I do?
Put a paper bag over her head.
Yes, you can put a paper bag over your head too, Kyler. And that way you would not be disgusted. Or no, if she's in your room.
That is great advice,
Yasi.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Connor. I remember.
Yes. I will take this into consideration, Yasi, as I celebrate Valentine's Day with her tomorrow.
Maybe you can wear some rubber gloves as well.
Rubber gloves and a rubber something else. Bye, Yasi.
Goodbye, Connor.
I think he was referring to rubber boots.
Rubber pants?
Or rubber pants. Would be rubber pants.
Connor, you sound like you may be sick as well.
No, I'm not sick. I'm just very manly.
Oh, yes, Connor. You sound very...
I was wondering if you had tried the WebMD.
Yes, Scholar, I have been on the WebMD for the past 30-some minutes, and I came to the conclusion that I have the bird avian flu.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
H1N1?
No, Scholar, it is actually now called the H5N1.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Much higher than one.
Yes, it's been genetically modified and changed by developers to launch it as biochemical weapons on the humans.
Do they know what country this H5N1 originated from?
Muller, it could have even originated in America. But we do not know. I do not know where terrorists live. But I know there are scientists that have been stopped by their governments. They have been stopped in researching this virus so that the information on spreading it airborne does not get to the terrorists. But if
I see.
If they stop this research, I do not know how they will find a cure for me.
They definitely need to keep researching.
Yes. I may be one of the 2 in 3 people that dies from the H5N1 pandemic of 2012.
Are you bleeding from your mucous membranes?
No color. I am not. Fortunately.
That is good. That is good.
Yes.
I don't know about H5N1, but I do know that the Spanish flu outbreak of the year 1919, 25% of the people that contracted that virus died in the first 25 days. So it is a good sign that you are still with us.
Yes.
That means that you will live.
Yes. I don't know. I got the virus on Wednesday during the afternoon. And I've had it ever since. And it does not go away.
Perhaps when somebody chooses to make a film adaptation of your life, they can heavily dramatize this particular event that you are going through right now, and perhaps maybe in the screenplay they will kill you off just for dramatic effect.
Yes. It is true. You will make the story much more enjoyable for some.
Yes, epidemics and pandemics, they always make really good plot devices.
I wonder if they will get Yanni to play the part of me, Yazzie Colty.
Oh, that's good casting. That's a good casting idea. I was thinking along the lines of Weird Al Yankovic myself.
Oh, yes, yes, he's very good as well. His voice is a little high.
Qualities.
Yes. Some may even say that he is a genius.
I think so. I think so. I think that day is soon also. There might already be some film studies courses somewhere in the country dedicated to his filmography.
Yes, in the actor studio itself.
Well, you do sound well. You don't sound sickly at all. You sound kind of like your normal radio self, based on what I hear every week. So that is also probably a good sign for you.
Yes, I have been injecting cough drops into my mouth so that I can speak. But sometimes I have to whisper so it does not hurt.
Sucrets is probably my favorite cough drop.
Yes, that is what I am sucking on right now as we speak.
I love tossing around the pill with my tongue and fingering the debossed S with my tongue.
Yes.
So I guess you cannot finger something with your tongue. I guess tonguing the debossed S with my tongue.
Yes. It is very sensuous. Like I have The thing is, though, I cannot feel a thing because it makes my mouth numb. And I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know there is a point to where you can have too many secrets because of the numbing qualities, that it might be closing off my throat and giving me a stroke.
Oh yes, you don't want to take too many of those. It can also lead to kidney stones, I believe. Just like drinking too much apple juice or orange juice.
Yes. Too much of anything is not good.
My uncle had kidney stones, and every time he had to pass one, he would scream like a banshee from the bathroom, and we knew he was passing another stone. There are some things that should not pass through the urethra, and a stone is one of them, let me just tell you.
Yes, I believe it, Carla. I wouldn't even want to put a stone in my urethra.
No, not pleasant.
No. Are you ready, Carla? For when the flu epidemic hits, or the solar flares, do you have your walkie-talkie and your batteries?
No, I do not have a walkie-talkie. I'm considering the idea of having one tin can at one location and another tin can at a second location.
Yes.
And bringing them through the city blocks, but this plan is still in the first initial thinking practicality phase, and I'm not sure if it's going to pass that phase. Just the simple logistics of stringing something along a few city blocks, it's a problem, let me tell you.
Well, Carter, you can always wear one of the hard hats and fluorescent jackets and bury the string in the ground so nobody can see it. And when you're crossing the street, you can smother it with paint along the crosswalk lines so that it's hidden, or in through the cracks of the cement.
I'm only worried about snow plows and how they might dig up the wire.
Yes, yes.
Although this year, we're not getting very many snows, so I think we're okay for this year, but what about the future? I think the more cost-effective thing to do is just get some walkie-talkies.
Yes, Guller, because how long is the string that you're tying? And are you having multiple lines? You know, maybe more than you and your partner are talking on the can. It's like you need a party line.
It could be a party line. I hadn't thought of that. I don't really have very many friends in this one block radius, but maybe that's a good incentive for me to make some more friends so that I could cut off of the main line and include them on our party emergency line.
Yes. And maybe if you are not afraid of electrical shock, you could actually string your string on the telephone poles and lines.
I would have to rent a cherry picker.
Yes.
And drive along the route. I think I could do that without casting much suspicion on myself.
As long as you have the right attire on, you can do anything.
By coincidence, I read a story about the first man who had a successful face transplant in the Boston area, and he had a horrible accident with a cherry picker that left him needing a face.
Oh, that is a horrible story, my friend.
Yes.
That's just horrible.
I will be very careful if I decide to rent a cherry picker and get near electrical arms.
Yes, it is amazing that man survived. He is very fortunate, but very unlucky.
Are you speaking from a hospital ward, Yossi?
No.
Or are you speaking from your cell?
I am in a secret room, hiding under a desk on a telephone.
Ah, that is good. Secret rooms are good. Everybody needs a secret room.
Yes, it's somebody's...
And if they have no secrets,
yes.
It's good.
Unfortunately, I found 3 cough drops, so I can talk to you today. Otherwise, I would have had to be silent and in pain while I listened to you talk.
It's fortunate that you found these cough drops, and it's even more fortunate that they were secrets.
Yes.
With the tin can.
The secrets.
Very poetic that you are sucking on secrets in your secret room.
Yes, it's...
I will write a poem about that later.
Yes, thank you, Color. Thank you.
Maybe call it Sucky Secrets Secret Room.
Yes.
I feel a pang of inspiration. I think I'll wing it and recite a poem. Right now, it's coming to me, it's coming to me.
Thank you.
Secret Sucret Room, where Yossi sits on the phone. Who is listening? Who is listening? Poor Yossi, sucking on his secret Sucret. Calling it out. Caller, where are you? Caller, please answer. There is no one to answer to. Yossi is alone in his secret.
Secret. Thank you, Carter.
You're welcome, Yossi.
That was golden. Very much.
I thank you for that inspiration.
And I thank you for being golden. Do you hear that, Color?
Yes, I do, Yossi.
It is the bell that tolls for me.
Are you saying you are death's door, Yossi?
I am.
That is horrible. Stay with us, Yossi. Do not walk toward the light. Stay with us.
Yes.
If you see Patrick Swayze or Whitney Houston, do not go to them. Stay here with us. Stay here.
I will, Guller. I am feeling a sense of unconsciousness.
No, Yossi, you must stay. You must stay with us. We need your golden inspiration so that I can make more poems on the fly. Stay, Yossi.
I will, brother. But I am so confused. I do not know if I am dreaming or sleeping.
What do you see, Yossi? What do you see?
I see a man, and he is in a room, and he is wearing nothing but black, with a gigantic black towering hat. And next to him, on either side, are 2 women, and they are wearing white dresses. And all 3 are kneeling.
That sounds beautiful, Yasi. Who are they?
I did not know. But the room is black and white. They're completely patterned. Like those Islamic patternings of the geometrics. And he has a bowl on one side of him. And I cannot make out what else he has. I do not know what they are waiting for.
Do not take his head, Yasi. Do not. Stay with us.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Are you sure that it was Sucrets that you were sucking on?
I do not know anymore.
Oh dear.
There was a nest in the... of these heart-shaped pills.
Oh my. Well, I think this vision will not go away for a while, Yasi. And I urge you not to do anything rash. Possible, maybe just close your eyes and focus on your breathing.
That is a good idea, Color. That is a good idea.
You know the Ujjayi breaths that all the young yogites do?
No, can you? Will you share it?
Yes, breathe in through your nostrils.
I cannot breathe in through my nostrils. They are closed up with some mucus substance.
Well, maybe it will work if you breathe in through your mouth instead.
Yes, through my mouth.
Take a big exhale or inhale and feel it. Go down the front of your body.
My mouth is so numb, I cannot even feel if the air is going in or out.
You have eaten too many sucrets, Yasi, today, and that is why your mouth is so numb. Exhale and make a noise as you exhale. That is good. Expel the toxins, Yasi. Exhale. Expel the toxin, Yasi.
Thank you.
Keeping
me in this realm. and talking to me.
You'll write many poems about this experience, I think.
Thank you, Valor. You can post them on my Facebook page.
Or yes, I will try to. I will listen to this broadcast later and write down the impromptu poem that shot out of my mouth and into your ears.
Yes. And I shall post it on the Facebook.
I will post it on your Facebook.
Thank
so
you.
That Mark Zuckerberg could own it.
Yes, he owns everything. I think I will change my name to his name as well.
It's also very poetic and inspiring.
Yes.
Well, good luck, Yossi.
Thank you, Clark.
Stay away from the light.
I will. Thank you. I want to thank you. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yossi.
It's Gustav.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous, monsieur, mon ami?
Gustav, I have developed the H5N1 virus and I am not feeling very well.
Oh no, this is terrible.
Yes, Gustav, stay away from me. Just
How did this happen?
I do not know. It might have been the ferret that I was petting outside in the park. I heard they were testing it on them.
Oh. So it was a bird that did this, you said?
Yes. It was a ferret.
A ferret?
Yes. Did you remember the ferret that was running around outside? I happened to pet it, and it has gotten me sick.
But it was so cute. How could this do this to you?
I don't know now. I know that the scientists have been doing research on the ferrets to develop the H5N1 virus. Color? Oh no, I do not know what's going on. Help me.
Do not get away, Jesse. I do not want you to die.
No. I almost am suffering the loss of consciousness. Gustav, just stay away.
I cannot stay away. I knew I had not been there. I have been in another place in the prison, but I want to be with you now. But then I do not want to die and become like a giant human ferret either.
Oh, maybe you could get some rubber gloves from the cafeteria and a mask. And we can hang out together.
I can do this. I know where the cafeteria is, and I can find these things in the box by the Sterno thing.
Yes.
I will come to you, Yossi. I will find you. Are you in the secret room?
Yes.
On the top floor?
Yes, don't say anything. They might be listening. I am on a secret room somewhere. I do not know where it is. My secret room with a view. Sorry, Gustav. I have been taking lots of cough syrup and it's making me kind of crazy, if you know what I mean.
You do not want to pass. Do not overpass by taking the Robitussin. The young people, they use this as a drug and it's not good.
No, it's not. I am feeling delirious. Gustav, it has been a wonderful day, but now my time is up, and I have to end it all now.
Okay, but I am worried about you.
Gustav, do not worry about me. I will be fine. I will be fine. I will see you soon, Gustav.
Okay, mon ami. Try to get better. Do not touch no ferrets that you do not know.
No, I will not do that. And do stay away from the ferrets. And do not eat the potatoes today. Do not eat the potatoes today. Goodbye, Gustav.
Goodbye, monsieur. Good luck. Bonne chance. I will see you soon. I will get the mask and go up there and try to find you.
Thank you, Gustav. Goodbye.
Goodbye.